Great.
How's your combine experience so far?
I mean, yesterday was hectic, but it's been pretty fun. It'll be great, you know, not only, you know, be the number one pick from my hometown, but also from my college, and that'll be a huge nod to, you know, my friends, family, and teammates. Why should I be the number one pick? I feel like I'm the best player in the draft, and I feel like I'll prove that today and tomorrow. He probably has a little bit more skill than me. He's been doing it for a little bit longer, but I feel like I'm a little bit bigger, a little bit stronger, and you know, I'll catch up in that, you know, regard to skill.
How important would the number one pick be for you as a competitor?
It shows I'm top dog, at least from the beginning, and I gotta, you know, once I'm in the NFL, I can't just, you know, hang my hat on that. I gotta keep on rising. I started getting better, you know, a couple games into it, and then I had somebody, you know, crash into me in practice, and so it kind of, you know, took me downhill again, but I wasn't myself, you know, throughout the whole season. It was those first couple weeks, you know, Tennessee, Alabama. It didn't help that I was going against some great, you know, competitors, but I just tried to push through it. I have not. You know, I didn't think it would be taken so seriously. So I wasn't really wanting to talk about it. Just, you know, talk about being, you know, maybe number one and proving I can be. I believe so. I mean, I believe they need a pass rusher. I'm not, you know, saying they don't have any, but I feel like, you know, my talents could be needed anywhere. I think I'm talking to him later today, so I'll explain that. I'm sorry.
So you know, it wasn't like, you don't feel like you're making fun. It's easy to make fun
of that. Oh, no. Oh, I mean, everybody has their down years, and anytime it could be turned around. You know, the Cowboys, you know, they turned around their season in a big way, and anybody can do that. Tom Brady.
Why?
I'm a Peyton Manning fan. I feel like I'm a playmaker, so I'm not going to have to worry about that. And I feel like I'm going to bring some work ethic into practice and into the weight room that will change things around there and hopefully, you know, maybe be a voice of, you know, leadership that can help swing things. Just being who I am, just joking around, being lighthearted, you know, don't mean to offend anybody, but I'll crack a joke every now and then, but I'll play for anybody. No, I mean, I played in 30 degrees, 20 degrees, no, here down in Texas, so it doesn't really matter to me. I mean, they instilled in me, you know, a work ethic that I don't think many others have. You know, they said be comfortable in an uncomfortable zone. You have to get out of your comfort zone to, you know, become a great player. And I just carried that with me to A&M and tried to become the best player on the field. And hopefully I can show it here. So anybody who picks me up, they'll get that same thing. Skill and consistency. You know, some games where I felt like there were some plays I should have made or things I should have done better. And, you know, hindsight is 20/20, but you know, just looking at that and maybe thinking through some situations differently and making some plays. It has to be. I can't be smiling at folks when I'm sacking people. I feel like he had a lot of help. I feel like he always had a guy next to him who could, give some help here and there. And I feel like the quarterback was getting off quickly. So I feel like if I have my one-on-one, I'm going to beat him. You know, many times he beat me. Not yet. She's a national champion. So when I become a maybe Super Bowl champion, then I can be on her level. Got to be a game changer. You got to be able to, you know, turn it out of a game at any given time. You know, somebody who, when it's third and, you know, 15, and, you know, maybe there's fourth quarter and we need a stop to get the ball back. You know, they put you in and say you're the guy. That's how good you have to be.
What is it about you that makes you that kind of guy?
I've been in those situations before, and I've made those plays. And I've showed that, you know, in crunch time, I'll make a play. I'll cause a sack fumble, and I'll be a game changer and a playmaker. I mean, he taught me most of what I know back in high school. So he's got the skill. He's got the technique, and hope somebody takes a chance on him.
Miles, what's the weirdest question you see from the team?
I don't know. What's my biggest regret? That is the weirdest question. No. Thank you for my weirdest question. Let me see. I just opened a can of worms. That cowboy video. I want to be compared to the greatest, so I want to have my, you know, stats and everything I've done today and tomorrow, you know, compared with the, you know, best guys in the league and some of the greatest of all time. So, I mean, if he goes down as that, that's great. And he's, you know, he's an athletic freak just like me, but I'm holding my bar pretty high. I really don't listen to it. I know I'm getting after the ball when I can, and sometimes I'm not 100% when I'm out there, but I'm trying to get after the pass. I'm trying to run down the back and just trying to do what I can to make a play. And nobody's 100% every play, you know, 8-9 plays down a drive. And sometimes you do, you know, look back at it and say, damn, I could have gave more effort or a loaf right there. But, you know, you work on those things. I haven't done any really, no homework really. I just want to go in and, you know, see what they say. I don't want to prepare anything. Just, you know, be genuine. It's got to be. I mean, he's going for number one, so am I. And it's no real, you know, animosity between us, but, you know, we're vying for a spot, and I got to get it.
Couple more guys.
How good is Deshaun? It's one of the top five best, you know, defensive ends I know. And go ahead.
What do you think you can do between now and the draft?
Dominate here and not make any more crazy videos. was we had some real playmakers and some real athletes there, and who can make a change in the league or wherever they go. Dang.